And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is our sort of between the wars sort of Christmas special sort of thing, and this is Goldblade featuring Polystyrene, City of Christmas Ghosts. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goldblade featuring Polystyrene and a track called City of Christmas Ghosts. So we quite clearly had a Christmas ghost there in the shape of Polystyrene, who is now dead. But that sounds brutal. I don't mean it like that. That song has been remixed and re-released. It obviously came out a few years ago. And it's one of a few Christmas songs we're playing this week, Tony.
Okay.
It's one of a few. We have in the past done our best of the last 6 months each, haven't we, in this section, in this show. But we're actually going to do it next week. So we're going to bring the new year in with music from the year before.
Excellent.
That sounds all right, doesn't it? In this section, I would normally have some additional material for you featuring a joke or poem. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, do the same thing, but title your email, Poetry Corner. The reason that we might not have a lot this week is that this was supposed to be a pre-recorded show that was pre-recorded just a day or two after the last one we made, so that you could go on holiday to Yorktown.
Mm-hmm.
But instead we're doing it, the day after, is that right?
Yes, this is Friday, the 22nd of December.
Because I'm an idiot. I will explain just how much of an idiot I've been later on in the show. However, can I take this opportunity to you, Tony Hearn, to apologise right now? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Thanks very much. But I've got some great news to make up for it, kind of.
Okay.
Going to play two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Honeymoon Disease with a cracking song that we haven't played before, but we have had for a while. But first up, all the way from that there London town, Tony. It's only Limousine. They're in the process of recording and bringing out a new album that's going to come out next year. But as Limo Dean said in his email, and hello and Merry Christmas to Limo Dean. Oh, sorry. I will talk about the Gold Blade track a bit more in a minute, by the way. I'm just excited about this. Thank you so much, Limo Dean, for the email. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. And I hope that Gold Blade, and in particular John Robb, our mate and friend of the show, have a great Christmas as well. But Dean, great email from you. Of course we're going to play a track as soon as we can. Of course it is now. I now remember that I need to ask you something very important, Tony.
What's that?
What is Goldblade's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Goldblade?
Facebook.com/Goldblade Band. Paulie being instead one, Tony nil. Now we're going to get on with Limousine. I love this new song. I tell you what, I do love Limousine, don't I? I know.
Yeah.
Just fantastic band. What is Limousine's website, Tony?
It's been a while since I played Limousine. Limousineband.com, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it might have been at some point, but it's now Limousine Rocks.
Right.
R-O-C-K-S, and you can explain how that works.
It is Limousine Rocks. Is it not just .com? Or is it .rocks?
Sorry, limousine.rocks.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
how is it .rocks? How does that work?
There's loads of, a couple of years ago, they released loads of new top-level domains. So we used to have .com, .co.uk, then there's all sorts now. There's .name, .blog, .london. There's loads of
them. Right, okay. So, .london?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
They've got a .... They got a dot bloody London.
They got their own bloody top-level domain down there. Yeah.
Those fancy towny posers.
In it.
Yes, it's limousine.rocks. Poorly Beaten Internet 2, Tony Neil. And this is the long awaited, and I'm very happy about, Big Shit Cigarette.
I'm a bug on a knife edge. I'm a bug on a knife edge. Circle in the drain. Circle in the drain. Big shit cigarette. Big shit cigarette. Cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. Big shit cigarette. Big shit cigarette. Cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. Eyeball for eyeball, eyeball for eye. But bad dirt, but good times. Big shit cigarette, big shit cigarette. Cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. Big shit cigarette, big shit cigarette. Cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. Suffer, 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 suffer. Suffer, suffer, suffer. Suffer, 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 suffer. Suffer, suffer, suffer. I'm a bug on a knife edge. I'm a bug on a knife edge. Circle in the drain. I'm circling the drain. A big shit cigarette. Big shit cigarette. Cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. Big shit cigarette. Big shit cigarette. Cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. Suffer, 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 suffer. Suffer, 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 suffer.
Punchkin.
phone. Gotta get it good, it's gotta go, 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 cause I need it every time for the pizza. Hey, little mama, where you been all night? Don't you wanna come up with me? I'll set you free, cause you need it.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Honeymoon Disease and a track called Fly Bird, Fly High. Honeymoon Disease, Tony, all the way from Gothenburg, or I believe the Swedes call it Göteborg. And they, I don't know how you describe them. They're sort of, they're a rock band, but they're kind of a rock and roll band, but they're kind of catchy as hell band, and they're kind of, and they look great.
Okay.
They look great. They sounded great, as you said. That's from their latest album, which came out a little bit earlier this year. What is Honeymoon Disease's website?
Honeymoondisease.com.
It is. Tony Wong, Paulie B, and the internet too. And we will try and play at least one more track from the Honeymoon Disease album early in the new year.
Right.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it, loving it, loving it. I'm loving it like that. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Hey, Tone. Right, someone sent me an email saying that they found our Facebook song very irritating.
Who said it wasn't? It wasn't the other Paul B, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, that would have been great as well. No, the person shall remain nameless because I know how many of our fans love it and it could start a hate campaign.
Right.
Yeah, it's not as good as the original that we used to ourselves, but it's still a quality piece of audio, in my opinion.
We used to do it live, didn't we? But no.
Yeah, we did. We did it live with a key change, mate.
We did.
Sometimes I'd even stand up for it.
Okay. Hey, and there's nothing as a bad email. So that's thanks for getting in touch. Clearly.
Yes. This is anonymous.
Right.
I'll give away it with a woman.
Okay.
All right.
Right, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, pop along to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do you get in touch? Thanks everyone for getting this to 1,000 likes. Much appreciated. We've gone past it now.
So. Oh, we've taken that 1,000 apart. We're on about 1,012 or something.
Something like that. It's craziness, these dizzying heights.
Keep it going. Let's see if we can make it to 1,013 by 2018.
That would be awesome. Yes, so thanks for that. Yeah, and do give us a follow, but also do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Do like to hear from you. We don't get many, so if you do comment, this is a fair chance you'll be featured on the show. So, yeah, do let us know. So we've got two this week. One's a mention, one's a comment. So first up, Hellfire Film Festival have mentioned us.
Yes.
So it's worth mentioning their comment. They say, we're delighted to announce the Ho Ho Hellfire 2 Christmas Special, sponsored by Punky Radio. Check out punkyradio.com. It's an hour of music, comedy and mayhem. Brought to you by Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn. Thanks to Hellfire for posting that. And I've posted, they give us a little video to put on our website. And I've also posted it on our Facebook page.
Oh, well done.
A little intro. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a nice little thing they've done there, isn't it?
Yeah, much appreciated.
They're good at filming that. Thank you, Gary. Gaz.
Yeah.
G-Man.
Okay.
Folkestone G.
Good look on the resurrecting the podcast there.
Yeah.
Right, and Jen Glenn's been in touch. Is it Jen or is
Jen
it Glenn?
We don't know. I'll never know, Tony.
We'll never know, and I don't know if they do. They say, a very Merry Christmas to Punky Radio, P&T, and all the fans across the lands. Speaking of lands, I came across this pretty cool band from Argentina, Los Aviadores. Give them a listen. Peace. Jen, Glenn, Glenn, Jen, Jen. They don't know. They just don't know.
Right, we'll try to give them a listen at some point. If you do have a band you'd like us to play or you think we'd like, really the best thing to do is get in touch with the band direct so they can send us something, because we really don't have a lot of time to go surfing around the net looking for bands. We do try, and it does happen sometimes, and I will look for these guys, but it's these days it's much easier if they or their label just get in touch with us.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook. Tra la 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 la, Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire that tone,
no.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now, I wonder if someone could play a Christmas song for us now. Nelson can. there's a band called Nelson Can, Tony. They're from Copenhagen. I think they're an all-girl trio, if I'm not mistaken. Ooh. Absolutely brilliant band. We played them on the show before. They've done a Christmas song. So okay. I thought we'd play it. It's festive, it's cool, it's Nelson Can. I like it. You can find out more about them, Tony, by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ Nelson Can Band.
Oh, good lad, yes it is indeed. Mm. Nelson, NELSONCAN Band. You acted a bit like you already knew that, Tony.
No, I was just thinking about it, because I think it was Nelson Can's a bit too obvious. And I think Facebook does tend to suggest you put band at the end, because certainly the alcohol one's alcohol band. So right. I took a punt.
Yeah, well, you got it right. It's Tony 2, Paulie B on Internet 2. Fair play to you. Now, this is the bit when you're going to find out about why I'm a bit late in getting this thing to you. But first of all, I thought I'd ask you if you did anything last week. I know that you're doing something right now, but if you did anything last week.
That's for the next section, isn't it?
No.
Okay. No, we haven't played the song yet.
Oh, no, it isn't, is it? I haven't played it yet. We haven't played on Christmas night yet, have we?
No.
I'm such a fool. I've gone straight to the next bit. Ha ha. Right then, where should we drop out of that then? I'll leave it in.
Just
leave it, Tony. Leave it. Right, I got carried away there. I thought we maybe ought to play the song first. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Hey, yeah, that would be
this
good.
This is Nelson Can on Christmas night.
Inside, we don't have to wait anymore.
Listening to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's back, by the way.
Good.
That was Nelson Cann on Christmas Night. Of course it isn't, but it kind of is, and we're close on it. And anyway, they're brilliant. Check them out via their Facebook page, Nelson Cann Band. Right, so now we can find... It's a good job we don't make this show live, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Now we can reveal, hopefully, what you might have done last week.
Right, what did I do? I would watch Star Wars.
Oh, how'd that go?
Good. Enjoyed it. Good film. Went to watch it on Wednesday. So we recorded this Friday, probably releasing it next week. But so yeah, last week, Wednesday, went to watch Star Wars. Was a bit worried because it had great reviews.
Why are you worried?
Well, great reviews, but the fans, 50-50.
Right, okay.
People either hated it or they loved it. Figured out why. It depends on what your attitude is going into it and what you expect. I'll be interested in what you think
of it. Well, reveal all, Tony.
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but a lot of the things that were set up in the first film were either dismantled or abandoned in this one. All the mysteries and things like who is Snoke, who are Rey's parents, why is Kylo Ren such an emo boy? A lot of those things were either answered or just dismissed to the side. So it's kind of reset a lot of things. It's kind of almost ignored a lot of Force Awakens or undone a lot of it. So
that's because everybody really knows the Force Awakens was completely rubbish?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? A lot of people want to come out of Force Awakens saying it's a rehash of New Hope, which is largely what
it
was.
It is, yeah, a bad one.
And moaned about it not being very original. And then this one, he's almost every single thing you think is going to happen doesn't happen, and it's a completely original story with some elements of like Return of the Jedi in it. And people moaned about it not being very Star Wars. So I just don't think you can win.
You can't please some people, can you? No. Obviously, I am now more enthusiastic about this in that it is a genuine new story and nice one. Well done.
Yeah, it's a good film.
I thought the last one was embarrassing.
Yeah, you didn't like it, and a lot of people didn't. And I think the same thing, it's just switched this time. So other people that love Force Awakens maybe didn't love this.
Yeah, but the people who love Force Awakens were wrong. So they're going to be wrong again, aren't they?
Exactly. So, yeah,
so the people that knew that The Force Awakens made Return of the Jedi look like The Godfather, they were never going to like it. So it was like, so basically what you're saying is, this is a genuine, new, exciting Star Wars that's a bit different from what you've seen before, and is a genuinely new story, and that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all good. Steph going to watch it with me, she says it's her favourite Star Wars film.
There you go.
So yeah, it's good.
There you go.
But it's different, so
she
enjoy.
Who cannot be questioned.
Exactly. We don't do that.
And I agree with her completely without seeing it.
There you go.
I'll see it at some point.
Yeah. So what do you get up to?
Well, I have to apologise, Tony.
Okay.
I know I already have done, but my mate Simon came up last Tuesday, right? And we'd agreed that we were going to record this last Thursday. And I knew about that, but something got in the way of me remembering, and that something was called Simon Houlihan. My mate, he's a drinker.
Right.
He's a drinker. And me and him, we went out, we went around Nottingham, right, and then we came back, and then we went to, I did that thing when I went to the pit and pendulum and pretended I couldn't find the toilets and made him look for him as well. And he went, I can't find him anywhere. I went, oh, what's this? And did the secret door. And he went, oh, you bastard. Right, so then we had photos. But then we got back to the Lion at Basford, as it is called, and there was hardly anybody in there at all. It was last orders we got there. He said, I want to go and get some more booze. Of course he did. He went round to the Polish off license around the corner. I ordered two drinks at the bar, and while I'm ordering these two drinks at the bar, I get these two pints, one for me, one for Simon, and this bloke walks up to me and says, I can see you by yourself. Well, I'm clearly waiting for someone. What do you think I am? Super drinker. It's last orders, right? He said, I can see you by yourself. Why don't you come and join us? I thought, intriguing. I went, I'll wait till my mate gets back and we'll discuss it. He went, all right. And he walked all the way around the pub to this table where he could then see where we were already. And he was sat with three or four other people. When Simon gets there, I went, mate, we've been asked to join. So he went, oh, great, not knowing what was going on. We sat down. The guy was the lead singer of Mansfield's most successful ever band, Tony.
Okay.
I'll say band because he said very quickly in conversation, he wanted to tell me. He said, who are the most successful band out of Mansfield? And I went, Alvin Stardust. Right? And he went, no, it's not. He's not a band. He's a solo artist. I went, all right, who are the most? I couldn't think of anyone.
B-movie. Yeah, I was thinking Matchbox, but no, B-movie. Yeah, Pagey was a big fan of B-movie.
Was he?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of him.
Right.
But apparently they were very big in Germany, France and Spain.
Right.
Right, and they had one single that I think might have got on the outside of the charts here. But anyway, it was them. It was him and a woman with him, who I think is in the band now. And I think they still might do gigs on the continent. I'm not sure. The reason I'm not sure is because I was already drunk. And then things got more out of hand as me and Simon, and Simon works for the BBC and hangs about with proper famous bands all the time and that, and sort of knows them and that. So Simon just had this bright grin on his face as B-movie and telling us how brilliant they are. I didn't mention that we've been doing a podcast for 12 years and just know loads of bands as well, and that we knew pretty much every single band that's ever come out of Mansfield except Alvin Stardust and B-movie, right? Mm. Although I've told you the story about my Auntie Anne helping to mob Alvin Stardust, I think.
I'm not sure.
Anyway, right. I'll save that for another day. Do remind me, if I've never told you that story, I will tell you it on air at some point in 2018, all right?
Okay, cool.
Anyway, they say, where can we go and get another drink now? I went, there's only one place I know.
Oh no, not the Pelham.
The Pelham.
Oh dear.
So me and Simon and B-movie and these other people go up to the Pelham, where there's not many people there either, but there are some weirdos, right? Anyway, me and Simon and B-movie have another drink. I say, listen, if you want some more booze, you can come down the road to mine. We've got some. B-movie went great. Somehow, by the time we got back, eight people came to ours rather than four. Two right. Only stayed for 2 minutes. We get left with this woman and her son, right? And we don't know why they're there. And I spoke to them briefly in the pub, and I went, look, Simon, whatever you do, don't invite them back. They're nuts. B-movie invited them back. Thank you, B-movie. And B-movie stayed till about three. The son went, but the woman didn't, and she's like 61 or something. She's gassing away and chatting. I'm going, look, I've really had enough. It's got like 4 o'clock. I went, look, I've really had enough now. Can you go? No. Right. And she wouldn't leave. And it became a drunk Mexican standoff where I couldn't forcibly eject her and she couldn't forcibly stay, as in have a fight. Because the witness was there, that was Simon, right, who was drunk and was bound to misconstrue everything that went on. So for 2 hours, we just had a go at each other. And I eventually went, I'm just going to go to bed. And I went to bed at 6:30 in the morning. She stayed up talking to Simon till 10:30 in the morning. And how about this for a farewell? As she left, she said, well, thank you very much. I won't be able to go to my granddaughter's birthday now.
Wow.
He's like, well, we didn't even invite you back. I woke up at 3 o'clock the next afternoon with a nagging doubt in the back of my mind that there was something I had to do, but no idea what it was. Simon didn't get up till 6 in the evening, left at 7. I then watched the Peaky Blinders the whole of the first and half the second series, and woke up the next day to when I eventually got a text from you. So I say eventually, you sent me an email saying, are we making Punky at 4:30 at 4:26? I went, oh, not unless I can do it in 4 minutes. So that's why. I'm very sorry.
That's all right.
Right. Talk for way too long there. Let's play Fujiwara and we'll talk about them afterwards. This is Fujiwara and Halo. You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fujiwara and a track called Halo. And my running order sheet just keeps going crazy. But anyway, in just a second, I'm going to be able to ask you, I think, what their Facebook page is. But we have played a couple of tracks by Fujiwara before. They're from the East Coast Estates, I think so.
Don't
I think they're back now. Here we are. Right, stay there. What is, before this thing goes again, what is Fujiwara's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Fujiwara
Facebook.com/Fujiwara Punk Rock. Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 2, Fujiwara spelled Fujiwara. They sent us an album quite a bit earlier this year. We haven't featured them on the show recently, but I do like them. They're absolutely brilliant. There's a number of instrumentals on there, and I think I had a plan to make a bed out of them as well, but I haven't done as yet, and I've got no idea what is going on with my computer.
Okay.
I think it's been at the Christmas sherry, Tony.
I think we're all a bit tired. I think this year's done.
Now, yeah, speaking of which, right. So B movie, I've got a bombshell for you, Tony.
Okay.
Where is the lead singer from B movie actually from?
I'm guessing not Mansfield. Not from Kirkby, is he?
Kirkby.
Oh dear.
Does that make him the second famous bloke to ever come from Kirkby after you?
Yeah.
It does,
oh, me and Gary Wilkinson, so he'd be third.
Who's Gary Wilkinson?
Snooker player. He was playing in the 90s.
Oh, did he?
We'll tell you a bit.
I missed that.
Oh, okay.
So there's you, Gary Wilkinson, and the bloke from B Movie.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah,
it's all right. Not bad at all. Yeah, right, Tony. Have you. And I know why you mentioned Matchbox. We just discussed it, didn't we? Mm. You thought it might be them, because if you put B Movie and Matchbox together, you kind of get. And bear in mind that it would be not a good mix, and that both bands were from the 80s, you would get the 80s Matchbox Beeline Disaster, which is what I think you're talking about, who are rather good.
Yeah, they played the Mill at one point.
I missed that night. I would have liked to go. I used to like Chicken.
Right.
Which I thought sounded very much like Jamaican. I'll go. Anyway, Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm a bit throaty. Blame it on the booze.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs, we don't get to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much you watch them play. If you do have a Facebook event, do let me know, because then I can feature you on Punky's Gig of the Week. This week, it's another local gig, and it's kind of featuring a band we talked about last week, but it's too good a gig not to mention. So this Friday, the 29th, at the Maze, the Reverends, who we've seen, Criminal Mind, Pizza Tramp, who we've seen, Your Mum, who I have met, and Public Gallery. So it's their Between the Wars pre-New Year special.
Well, that'd be cracking, wouldn't it?
It will be cracking. Pizza Tramp, highly recommended.
They're great fun, Pizza Tramp, aren't they? What is the thing the lead singer keeps saying before each song, Pizza Tramp?
I can't remember.
It was this one is in 4/4 time. It's something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This one's a slower one, I think you might like. And then they just bang out the fastest song in the world in 30 seconds. And he goes, anyway, this one's in a.
Yeah. They're great.
They're big mates with Wonk Unit.
They're on tour with Wonk Unit
next year as well. Anyway.
So yeah, do check it out. £8 advance, £10 on the door. There's a Facebook event on our Facebook page. But if you are in Nottingham area, do check it out. It's Friday night. Why not?
It'll be extremely good.
Will be.
Extremely good. That's it. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Sorry about the voice. Overdone it. I'm going to play another song now, Tony. It's another Christmas song.
Okay.
Excite you. A band that I didn't think would have a Christmas song out, in that they're called the Spook School.
Right.
And the Spook School, Tony, according to different web paging go-to of theirs, they're either from Edinburgh or Glasgow, so I'm just saying they're Scottish.
Right, fair enough.
What is the Spook School's Bandcamp page?
Spookschool.bandcamp.com.
It's the Spookschool.bandcamp.com. So sorry. Probably the Internet 4, Tony, too. I think the Bandcamp page says the Glaswegian.
Right.
And the Facebook page says the Edinburgh. It might be that way around. Whatever. They're a mystery to me. The important thing is, what's that now? 4-2 to me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the Internet 4, Tony, too. This is Someone to Spend Christmas With.
The authors of that book you accidentally lent me would have a thing or two to tell me if they met me face to face. I must admit that I found it kinda patronizing, but it gives me hope that it doesn't have to be like this. I would do anything for you.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Spook School, and someone to spend Christmas with. And we haven't got any more by The Spook School. We just got sent that as a Christmas song, and I thought, you know what, we ought to play some this year. And I liked it. If we get some more, I'll check it out. All right?
Cool.
Now then, are you... Well, I know what you're doing this week, because you're already doing it, aren't you? So you're in a log cabin somewhere between Leeds and York, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Where are we? I have no idea. Near Driffield. I don't know.
Right, okay.
We're somewhere out there, near Goole, if that's any.
You're near Goole?
Near Selby and Goole, somewhere. Apparently.
So you're between Selby and Goole, so you're in a flat bit?
I possibly.
Goole has got, now Goole Bridge, there was Goole Bridge and Kidby Bridge. Goole is very weird to drive through to get across the bridges in Goole.
Excellent.
Very weird. Do make sure that you check it out, but make sure that Steph has her eyes shut.
Okay.
Because Goole, Tony, in my opinion, and this may come as a surprise to you, has some of the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I've only met three or four girls from Goole, and they were all utterly beautiful. However, in the same way that she needs to keep her eyes shut, otherwise she'll get jealous, if you do see one of them, they need to keep their mouth shut, otherwise she'll be then unjealous. They'll talk like this. It's amazing. It's amazing what comes out of those women's mouths. They are beautiful girls. And Goole, worth driving to try and get across the bridges from Yorkshire to Lincolnshire.
Okay.
Because it's just really weird. It's really weird. And like, you've got 4 days, you're not going to spend them all in a cabin, are you?
No, we'll be out and about. So yeah.
Although you're saying that, you're already there and I'm not talking to you, so it might already have happened.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, depending on when the show goes up, we're back on the 27th.
Right.
So we may be back. I don't know when the show's going up, but so we're over there, and then we're back, and then the family's coming over for dinner on the 29th, and then it's going to be around that, generally kind of quiet, just chilling out. It's been a long year.
Yeah.
Busy time. So yeah.
Well, I've got nothing to tell you other than I saw the family on Boxing Day, even though I haven't done yet. And I worked in a warehouse on Christmas Day, even though I haven't done yet. And the warehouse messed my rotor up and expected me in on Boxing Day as well, even though I told them I couldn't be there that day. And by the time this actually goes out, I might have been sacked.
Oh, excellent.
All right. But it isn't the end of the world, quite frankly. I need to do something with my life a bit more than that.
Right.
Yes. But anyway, I don't know what it'll be, so I don't really want to get sacked. I'm glad we've sorted that out. Right, I'm just going to play two songs in a row, Tony, and then we'll have a proper chat afterwards, yeah?
Okay, that's cool.
All right then, so stay tuned for a band we've never played before called Kudzu, all the way from Springfield, Missouri, which I will be telling you a story about after we've heard them. First up, a band we've never played before called Mind of Doll, who have got an EP out right now called Speak No Evil. They're from, right, it's spelled V-A-N-T-A-A, I'm calling it Vantaa, from Finland.
Mm.
Vantaa. Shame Finland doesn't have two A's, it'll be Vantaa from Finland. Finland.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's Vantaa.
Okay.
Anyway, it's where they're from. I need to go to Finland. I think you're going to love this band, Tom. What is Mind of Doll's website?
Mindofdoll.com.
It is. Tony 3, probably be Internet 4, and this basically could be my song. Nothing, man.
I'm not there when you're turned around. No promises were made, so this can do no harm. We had a different dreams, we followed different paths. Open your mind and let the carnival begin. Nothing, I own nothing. I wait, nothing, power, something.
Slow-mo pogo.
Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a happy Christmas song from a band called Kudzu there. The song, of course, was the very festive Burn Yourself.
Nice.
What is Kudzu's Bandcamp page?
Kudzu.bandcamp.com.
Kudzu.bandcamp.com. I don't know why that should be. So great, they named it three times. Kudzu spelled K-U-D-Z-U. Or in your language, American language, K-U-D-Z-U.
Mm.
And I think they probably pronounce Kudzu rather than Kudzu, but I'm calling them Kudzu. Anyway, point is, Tony, that was them. First time we ever played them. It's not out until March next year. Or rather, the album it's on isn't out until March next year. So there's a little taster up front. But one of the reasons I played it, not only did I like the track, but also because they're from Springfield, Missouri, which is pretty much where I think I met Jim Cannamella.
Oh, right, yeah.
I thought it was Springfield, Illinois, but it's Springfield, Missouri, I think. I don't believe there's two Springfields in two states next to each other. There could be. But if it is, it's where Jim very kindly took me to Hooters.
Okay.
Where I ended up having my photograph taken with all the girls who worked in there, and it proved to be a quite memorable afternoon.
They're nice.
Yeah, and hello to Jim, and hello to Kudzu, and hello, basically, to all the girls who work in Hooters in Springfield, Missouri. It's nice to get some festive shout-outs going on.
Yeah, it is.
Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, sorry, I got that right. So it's 6-3 to me. No, it's not. It's 5-3 to me.
Yeah.
Paulie Internet 5, Tony 3. I'm losing it, aren't I? Who was the landlord of the Lilacs?
Don't know.
Daryl, wasn't it? Was he called Daryl?
That name does ring a bell.
He's back in the Lilacs, Tony.
Oh, is he? So we
don't know what you're saying.
Hello, the Lilacs.
And but we don't know whether he's playing Punky Radio or not, but I know one person who is, and that's Steve in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, the Duke's Arms.
Good, because I forgot to mention them last week as well. And I hope you're all well down there in Northampton. I look forward to seeing you all soon. If you have a pub that you would like us to be played out in, just do it.
Yeah, just do it, yeah.
Just do it. And if you let us know, you'll get a shout out.
Yeah.
You might choose not to. You might want to keep it secret.
Yeah.
I think I most likely would. I mean, us being played out in their pub so far has been very effective of getting rid of regulars early.
Right.
So, if you would, like, if there comes a point in the night when you think you've had enough as a landlord and you want them out, just start playing Punky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing is, you'll always get a few to go, oh my God, this is the best thing ever, and you'll never get rid of them, but they'll be nice people.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Of course, yeah. Tony, have you got to act?
No.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
It's Christmas though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't know what that means, but yeah, there's no festive twat this side, but maybe you could, even with a track for the new year, you know, let's start 2018 off with the grand tsunami of twat.
Yeah, no, let's not tempt fate here by saying we want the year to be a twat-filled year, a tsunami of twat. We'd like a few less rock star deaths.
Yes. It's not been nowhere near as bad as 2016 was, but it's still been up there. But yes, if you and we had Trump. But yeah, if you can email me your twats, tony@punkyrage.com. I always want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason it is that simple. So if you can email me twats, that's much appreciated.
Yeah, all right then. Well, look, I'll tell you what, I know a bunch of twats, though.
Do you?
Well, they're not. They're lovely blokes. They are Centurion Sect. Last song this week. I know we've played them 2 weeks in the last three, but we might as well make it three in the last four, because I wanted another Christmas song and I was a bit short on them.
Right.
And I remembered that on the Up the Sect album, there was something suitable that we hadn't played before, and it's rather brilliant. It's a kind of a cover version, but you know what? It's still very much theirs. And it's brilliant. It's only a cover in the tune.
Right.
But the lyrics are completely different, sort of. I'm backing myself in the hole. They're just great. I'm loving Centurion Sect. And you are going to love them too. And this ends up being kind of our Christmas message, but you will get my annual Christmas message after you've heard the song. Hello to everyone in Centurion Sect, Tony. What is Centurion Sect's Facebook page?
Facebook.com, we are Centurion Sect?
No, facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
No. Oh.
I think it's the website we are, or Twitter or something, we are Centurion Sect.
Something. We had it recently. I thought it was them. Okay.
Oh, well, do you know what? Type in Centurion Sect to Facebook. It doesn't matter if you get the point or not. I'm still beating you.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
I'm going to give you the point, even though you might be wrong.
No, that's fine.
Tony 4. No. It's the least I can do, RJ. I've messed you about. Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 5. This is brilliant. This is Jehovah.
About a Jehovah's Witness, you know he comes around every day in a week on his Bible bashing round. You know he comes around here just about midday. Three books and magazines, oh, but I wish he'd just go away. He prays to J E H. Midday. Three books and magazines. Oh, but I wish he'd just go away. There he comes. I'm walking down my street. He comes to my house. He knocks upon my door. He comes into my front room.
by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week. This has been the Punky Radio Between the Wars Christmas special. Thank you so much, Tony, for your patience, and thanks to everyone this year who has been listening. We'll be back in the new year with our best of this year, because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, which is Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
We really do appreciate everyone that listens. Thank you so much. I hope you got what you deserve this Christmas. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.